Blog Talk Radio.
It's not necessarily that. It's all about feeling good in your mind and in your heart and where you're at. It's not about the weight size. It's not about the scale numbers. It's about where you feel right inside.
Yeah, you've had ups and downs, but you've stuck with it, and you know, you never gave up, and that's what I just find so inspiring.
You say that I can be an inspiration. I think that's, you know, one of the themes that we've been picking up tonight is, you know, what Team YRG can do for yourself and for others, and it's all about paying it forward. If I can help anybody, if I can help one person, if one person looks at what I did and thinks that is something that motivates them to do something, that motivates somebody else to do something, good God, man, I can't explain how good that makes me feel.
It was just a complete moment of triumph, because at that particular time I went farther than my original goal, and I was still feeling amazing. And I just, the whole shot is emblematic of what you can do if you don't let your doubts mess you up.
Sparky, this is Mark Merrow. No, brother, you are really, and you guys are so inspirational. You know, Team YRG, everybody that is part of Team YRG has been so inspirational. Everybody, we all have a story. You know, God has a purpose for all our lives, and we use that. You know, it's like God has taken our mess and turned into our message. We take this message that we have, that we've taken control of our life. And you just said it, Sparky. It's taking control of your life. It's making that decision to take control of your life. And when you do, you actually put yourself in a place where you can inspire and help so many people.
If things weren't already interesting enough, I had a friend of mine call in. Ray Lloyd is actually on the line.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding me. Sugar Ray.
Brother Mark, what's up? And I just remember him saying, he said, there's not a lot of people in this world who are known as much for their failures as they are their successes. He said, I've missed a lot of jumps. And he said, but you know what? I kept getting back up. And that's become like my new theme is keep getting back up. Because we all get knocked down. We all do. And you just keep getting back up.
It's me, GDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and welcome to the YRG Radio Roundtable.
It's Wednesday, it's that time again, October 19th, and it's DDP Radio. Somebody call my mama, because there is a lot of good stuff happening. If you haven't seen the site, Team DDP Yoga is up and live, and it ain't your mama's yoga. And this ain't your mama's radio show, is it, Robert?
Hell no.
So the site looks amazing, I got to tell you. I logged in today for the first time in a couple days to send out the email blast about the radio show. And, you know, I maybe had a little peekaboo at what the graphics were, but seeing them all come in line and seeing DDP Yoga come alive here a little in advance of the whole DDP Yoga release. It's pretty damn exciting.
Yeah, I tell you what, whoever's putting that together is a genius.
He is a super genius. You know, you might think that he finally got all the time to work on this and didn't have to split himself in like six different pieces to get it done.
Yeah, I'm still in like about two or three pieces, but I'm slowly coming together.
That's pretty awesome. So if you haven't seen it, guys, the new logo is pretty amazing. It's you know, you got DDP tied up with yoga, and it's not two words, it's one word, DDP Yoga. And, you know, the signature diamonds and the D's looks pretty slick. And we went from red to blue on the site, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, we did this online logo contest for it. And it went on for about 2 weeks. We found this one guy that was – the guy is super gifted when it comes to graphic design. And Dallas decided to go with him because he was the first, like, 10 submissions. He had all different kinds of stuff. but we decided to go with him, and I contacted him off the site, and Dallas put him through the ringer with changes, and he just kept coming back with more and more stuff, and finally we settled on that logo, and even after we bought the logo, he's still making changes on it. So
that's fantastic. I mean, if you look at it, it's like it is definitely Smash Mouth DDP Yoga. It's, you know, he's breaking through the yoga and smashing it, just like it's the DDP brand breaking the back of yoga, saying this isn't what the Y word is all by itself, with DDP's fist coming through the O, and you know, got the signature ring and everything on it. So I'm pretty pumped about it.
I'll tell you what, man, when they we did that logo, I had put up a sample logo, and everything was going in the direction of that because that's what everybody thought we wanted. You know, I took that down, and I contacted the guy and said, listen, forget everything we had. Just these are the elements. Just put them in your head and swirl them around and see what you can come up with. And he came up with that. And when I first saw it, I hated it. I just didn't like it at all. I called Dallas, and I was like, dude, I think this guy bumped his head or something because I don't know what the hell he's thinking. So Dallas goes, he checks it out, and he calls me. He's like, I love it. I'm like, okay, great.
You're like, yes, it looks fantastic.
Well, no, I mean, I, you know, it took some time to grow on me. I don't even know if he put two and two together that that was the logo that I hated, but after a while I got used to it. And, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it, and I can see every part of what Dallas has talked about DDP Yoga being actually being in that graphic, which is pretty damn cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we had him go back and add because Dallas saw the fist. He's like, you know, there's no ring on the fist. Why is there no ring? And I was like, I always wear rings. I was like, okay. So, you know, we go back and we add the ring, and then we added design to the ring, and then originally the two Ds, only one had a diamond in it, so we switched that so they both have diamonds. I don't know. They're just little tweaks that took nearly 2 weeks to hammer out.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. There's never anything wrong with achieving perfection. Now, if you do anything else, which you probably won't since it's there, you might want to trim his thumbnail. That looks like that's pretty killer there.
That reminds me of the old Scott Steiner story with did you ever hear that story? I'll say myth, but there's a story going around where Scott Steiner beat up DDP. Did you ever hear that story?
No.
Supposedly, there was a backstage altercation, and those guys got into it, and Steiner beat the hell out of him. And that story came around. You know, it's one of those things. It's kind of secular. It comes around every once in a while, and that story came up again in one of the dirt rags about a month ago, and Mark Merrow had emailed DDP with it. And I called up Dallas, and we were going to do a story on it. And, you know, what was the real story? What really happened? The real story is that there was an altercation. Steiner got his hands. Dallas hit Steiner, and then I guess somehow he wrestled to the ground, and Steiner went in and tried to get a hold of DDP's face, but he couldn't. But when they both got up, Dallas was bleeding, and it was just because he had caught Steiner's thumbnail in the face. But that was the beginning and the end of it. There was no story, you know.
He just got sliced. You know, it's funny because I was talking about my 20 minutes of life last week, and just trying to get 20 minutes to myself, and I bought a guitar, you know, and I'm thinking, I'm watching all these guitar players. When they start to play, they play with their nails, and I better keep my hand away from people because I started growing these monster guitar-picking fingernails, which I don't know how long they're going to last. Because out of nervous habit, I typically bite my fingernails, but
yeah,
I could soon put somebody in that same place. But it's funny you mentioned Steiner because I don't know if you caught my little tagline in the opening this week and can place that with anybody. But
no, well, I completely glazed over it. It's not your mama's. That's got to be Booker T.
No,
Somebody
call my mama. And I'm going to knock that little head off of your big body, Beetlejuice.
Yeah, that sounds like Ernest Miller.
That is. He came up with, like, some of the craziest taglines. I used to love to hear him just get in the ring because people love to hate him.
Oh, absolutely.
And, when I decided that, you know, I'm thinking to myself, I got to use that. I got to say it because it goes right along with it Ain't Your Mama's Yoga. And before I came up here, I was like, I got to start seeing if there's any, you know, DDP Ernest connection. And I pulled up this match that Flair was doing some GMing on Nitro. And Steiner was champ at the time. And they pulled a match, and it was DDP, Ernest the Cat. Oh, I forget the third person against Steiner. No, DDP, Ernest the Cat, and Booker T against Steiner and two other guys. But it was a pretty crazy match. It was like basically, I don't know if you remember back in the day, but WCW used to pull some crazy pay-per-view type matches on Nitro. It was pretty crazy, but it was like,
before, the old WWE model or the WWF model was that you only had strap matches on pay-per-views. You never put the title up on TV. It was all only on pay-per-view. And WCW, that's one of the ways that they grabbed ratings in the first place, was to they were the first show to do that.
Seems like they did some crazy stuff, and like we always talk about, like when I bring up the rise and fall of WCW. But yeah, that was one of the things that I thought really brought them up. Sorry, I'm cracking up. Sarah's in the chat room. If for those of you who listen and said that Robert and I should just call each other in chat about our bromance. Yeah, that's okay. hopefully, but if there is anybody else who wants to call and chat and join the bromance, the number is 347-994-1216, or you can pop on over if you're already listening to the phone and jump into the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/YRG Radio. So they're both good places to be. Pretty funny stuff.
Man.
But, along with some of the changes, man, we're still moving on members, and some of the first, I'll call them the new members of Team DDP Yoga, Ernest Nichols and Tundra joined since our last show, and so welcome to both of you. I know you guys have some pretty lofty goals, and wish you the best in reaching them. So I think Tundra has something he's going to try to take 50 years plus or 50 pounds off. So very easy to do, my man. You can definitely do that. And Ernest, I think he was saying, and I'm pulling up his profile, he was going to go for 200 pounds he wants to lose. He's starting at 400. And it's very possible because our other co-host, who is out and about this week, Stacy, has lost 180 pounds twice. I think, in the last time it was Sunny Fire Group.
Yeah, two. It may have been three times, because I think that she's had several very large weight losses over the years.
Yeah, and the one that has sticked, the one that has sticked, my English is so phenomenal. I love it.
Oh, I'm deeply impressed.
You should be. Yeah, I have a great command of the English language. It's almost as good as my typing without spell check, so.
I've actually seen that. It's awe-inspiring.
Oh, just wait. Get around me if I'm texting or speaking with some alcohol, a little bit of vino in me. It gets even better. Tequila, look out.
Oh my God. Yeah, I don't do tequila. I don't. No.
Yeah. I was. Well, you know, I had actually people, after we were talking about the YRG Retreat Extravaganza, which was in Mexico at El Dorado Royale. If you guys missed it, it was phenomenal. Unfortunately, I had to miss it. I actually had people from our talking about it actually very excited to see the photos of the tequila tasting, specifically after I had gotten done with his tequila tasting. And I was sorry to disappoint, but hopefully coming up I'll be able to do that sometime soon. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So, yes, I am a super genius. Sarah's saying I'm a genius in the chat room, and I am. Well, my command of the English language and sometimes the absence of present mind that I have doesn't show it. Believe me, I'm very deep. I'm like an onion. Many layers.
Many layers, absolutely. Most of them will make you cry, but still.
That is true. So we got some data boys on people who actually have some outstanding layers and outstanding things to prove on the site. And one of those is Richard Wilson. He said in a post this week, and if I can find it, hey, look what I can do. And it's amazing what he can do. And he's pulling off a headstand. I might have mentioned that this actually last week, but it's worth repeating. Of him doing a complete headstand, body completely vertical, holding himself with his hands, but actually the back of his palms. It's pretty amazing the strength in the upper body and the balance that you get from doing YRG to pull that kind of shit off.
You know, and it's worth mentioning, when I was going through the back end and redoing DDP yoga today, that was listed as our top post on the site. So it's got to be impressive.
It's getting traction then, man. He's got at least 22 views on it, so good stuff. Good stuff for him. I'd like to see, and I keep pumping him up, but one of the guys that has completely rocked it out and posted more transformation photos is Motown, John Motown Lucas.
Oh yeah.
And I say every week he's diesel. That I did all my DDP yoga stuff, and I go through, and I had come pretty far until I had my slowdown here a couple months ago. And, you know, not to pat myself on the back, but I was pretty impressed from where to where I was. What's that?
Do it anyway.
Yeah, I will.
Good.
I don't know if you know. So,
I heard that. Yeah, that was awesome.
And, but looking at the pictures where Motown's went from and is now at, fantastic. I am jealous and envious of the progress. I think it's phenomenal, and I applaud them, and everybody should. And just another success story of where DDP yoga can take you to. So
yeah, and I'll tell you what, I'm collecting testimonials for the new site, and he sent one in, and it was very, very good.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Maybe I should get on one of those sometimes.
Maybe. I mean, it's not like I didn't ask you for input or anything, you know?
No, not at all. But that's pretty cool. Yeah, there's going to be some amazing stuff. Do you want to? You maybe want to give people a little bit of an update? I know we talked about the graphics, and they can see it on Team DDT Yoga, but, man, we're clocking down. The countdown is on. You got less than a month coming up, right?
Absolutely. Well, the days, so I've been working for Dallas for a week and a half now, and everything's kind of bled together. I'm putting in like 10 hours a day or so at least. But we've redesigned all the DVD labels, all the DVD covers. I just finished up the first pass on the program guide yesterday. Dallas and I are going to tackle that on Saturday. We've got probably about 2/3 of the site nailed down, so we're going to have to go back and make it look prettier, but we've got a lot of content up there already. We're hopefully in the next couple of days, we're going to completely transition Team YRG over to ddpyoga.com. So both URLs are going to work, but the main URL is going to be DDP Yoga.
Redirect?
Yeah, it's just going to be redirect. So, you know, nobody's going to get lost, but the main domain name is going to be Team DDP Yoga. We're setting up. I've got a girl. I think I mentioned her last week, Bambi, who's come on, and we're putting together our social media strategy this week. And there's so much stuff that we're doing; it's ridiculous.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah,
she's really tied in. When you mentioned her last week, I did a Google and she just popped up. You do a Google search on her and she's everywhere. So that's pretty cool. And I want to touch on, because you hit a really good point that everybody in the chat room and actually on other sites, such as like Spark People, where we have a small presence, a small foothold, and hope people enjoy and are actually listening to the show from there and enjoying the VDP yoga program. Now, you're redoing the graphics on the DVDs, but these are still the former YRG workouts, now DDP yoga workouts, same stuff that people can get. People are really concerned that, you know, am I going to miss, you know, something by the DVDs changing or DDP yoga changing? You're not.
No, it's going to be exactly the same. It's for right now, eventually they're going to be completely rebranded, but for right now it's going to say DDP Yoga, formerly known as YRG Fitness. Down the road, we're going to add some new DVDs, but for right now, if you have YRG Fitness, you have DDP Yoga.
That's fantastic. And I mentioned it last week, I mentioned it before, and again, it's one of the things that's worth repeating. I'll keep telling people, I've seen the old DVDs, I have the new DVDs, I've seen, is it in Tap Out Magazine where they did a write-up on, or maybe it wasn't Tap Out, where they did a write-up on DDP Extreme?
Yeah, I believe it was Tap Out. I may be mistaken, but I believe so.
But if you check out some of that stuff and some of the moves that DDP does, there's an evolution to each of them, but none of them are old, different, and, you know, all of them will challenge you to challenge your body and your mind so you get a great workout every time you do it. There's absolutely no way any of these are ever going to get old for you. And there's so much variety. So.
Yeah, and the we've had a lot of questions, obviously, about YRG Extreme and that. Excuse me. As far as I know, that's still coming. It's been taped. It's going to be an add-on down the line a little bit, but it's, you know, it's on the shelf and it's totally ready to go. I saw a little clip of it a couple of days ago. It looks really strong. It's a completely different workout. It's for your hardcore athlete who really wants to push themselves to the limit.
So basically, DDP got with me and he said, Sparky, what would you do if you were designing DDP Extreme? And I gave a lot of input.
I can only imagine.
But, no, if you see some of this stuff, DDP can do a vertical push-up, and he does an L-sit where he picks his entire body up off the ground in an L-sit with his fists. He's got a banana split going on where he's got his right leg shooting out in front of him, his left leg shooting straight out behind him, and his taint, for lack of a better word, is right on the ground.
Yeah, you didn't really need to get that descriptive. I mean, but I'm totally with you.
His area is on the ground. So,
yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
Please.
Somebody was talking in the chat room about the next DDB retreat.
Let me interrupt you. Do you see who's in the chat room, man?
I think I see HD.
You see HD.
And Sarah.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
I haven't seen Henry in there in forever.
I've seen Henry here and there, man. Henry's still hanging out, and, you know, he is still the doctor and has a lot of science behind YRG.
Wait, last time we talked, he was the professor. Has he been downgraded?
He has not been downgraded. He's still a professor. He's still a professor.
Okay, I was just curious.
And like he says, in the house. But
I would never say it like that.
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to roll with it tonight. It's a funky night. You know, we've been kind of doing the show by the seat of our pants, and it's, you know, quirky personality left and right. You love it, you hate it. Don't want to steal everything, but hopefully you never forget it. I'm in the United States.
I got to tell you, man, I was having dinner the other night, and I hear, I think we had ABC News on, and I usually just kind of, that's like background noise for me. I don't like watching the news, but they did like this nutrition report, and it caught my attention. So I got up from the dinner table and walked into the living room, and they were talking about this new study that had been done, and they had tracked like 3,000 or 4,000 women who, some were on diet pills, some were on diets, and some were changing their eating habits. And they were amazed to find that people who changed their lifestyles kept the weight off 5, 6, 10 years later. And I'm like, all they had to do was ask Dallas. We've been preaching that, we've been preaching that forever. And I was like, it was cool to see some scientific data come out to prove what we already know. You know?
Absolutely. You got to build a habit, a life-changing, you know, to make a life-changing permanency to it. Build it up and keep doing it. The people that go on the crash diets and stuff, I'm sorry, it's great for you if you can get, if you get by with that and you start to keep off the weight, you know, look out, you got to combine it with something, a philosophy for your life, a philosophy for your lifestyle that's more than just diet, D-I-E, makes up diet. You have to have a nutrition plan. You have to have an exercise plan. And there's nothing better than this because it's slow impact. But along those lines, I just did this thing at work. They're doing a Biggest Loser contest. You know, Biggest Loser has a lot of notoriety and, you know, is really popular with people. I mean, because they walk in there and, you know, these guys go in and they go on, what is it, the 3-month crash diet very quickly. And, you know, I watch the show. It's nothing that I would do. You know, I'm happy for the people who change their lives and are able to make that lifestyle change. But they're doing this contest at work for people to try and come through it. And I applaud the person who is running it because she said, you know, we're coming up on Thanksgiving and Christmas. And, you know, I want people to realize that they don't have to go and wait until the new year after they put on 10, 20 pounds and then have to struggle off to get off 10, 20 pounds just to get back to normal. I want them to go into it and learn how to control themselves before they hit the holidays. And I was just like, that's cool, you know? Her mind's in the right place. You know, it sort of has a Biggest Loser mentality to get people in. And we probably have kind of ballpark 120 people in our building. I work in a company where we have a series of buildings down this one strip of road, and there's about 120 people in ours. And she's like, I'm disappointed. And I was like, why? She's like, well, we really wanted 50 people. And I was like, you know, that's almost 50% of the entire workforce. How many did you get? She goes, well, we need 3 more. And I was like, to reach what? She's like, 40. We're at 37. I'm a little disappointed. I was like, that's amazing. And I actually signed up because I've got a few pounds. I am not going to be the Biggest Loser, but I put my name down and I contributed, and everybody's contributing money because, you know, you have to have some sort of motivation for people, and she's going to come up with prizes and stuff. But one of the biggest things in making a lifestyle change to help you stick with it is not only this forward thinking, but Dallas will always tell you, don't think it, think it.
Absolutely.
So I need to burn a little bit off because I've gotten a little pudgy here over the past 2 months. Everybody's heard me, I don't know, whining or crying about it, but just saying, hey, you know, it's been a slow time for Spark and in DDP yoga and my nutrition plan, so it's time to get back at it. And I figured, hey, why not do this somewhere out in the open and work on it? Because there's been a lot of people who have positively approached me over the past year after I've kept the weight off. I lost the 50 pounds and kept it off, and they've said, you know, it's amazing. We watch a lot of people, you know, including myself. I go on crash diets, and, you know, I want to tell you, I'm really inspired, and I really appreciate that you're able to do that. So
that's awesome. Now, I've actually got two responses for the rant that you just went on. Number one, if you want a crash diet for your high school reunion or for the date that you have coming up this weekend, go for it. But just know you're going to gain the weight back.
Yeah.
Number two, I saw this video for, I wish I could remember the guy's name, but he was on Extreme Makeover Weight Loss Edition. And this guy lost 200 or 300 pounds in a year. And it was basically the same kind of tactics, or I think tactics is a good word. It's the same way that they lose the weight on Digger's Loser. And he was talking about how incredibly unhealthy it is to lose the weight that fast, and this crash dieting and this incredible stress that it puts on your body. He almost died in the hospital twice. And now he's coming out and talking about it, about how dangerous it is, because, I mean, these guys, you've seen The Biggest Loser. You know how they beat these guys to a pulp. They just destroy them to get the weight off. And he's put up a blog and a website, and he has been basically sued to death. These guys have shut down his website. They've shut down 2 or 3 Facebook accounts of his, and they're coming after him like crazy because he's out there talking about it.
That's insane. Yeah.
Let me see if I can look up his name, because I cannot remember.
Yeah, I just did a crash diet, and if you start to look it up, just do a Google search on it, and first lines and everything, there's no instant weight loss. The faster you gain and lose, even from the ones just, it's talking about skin and the sag because you're stretching and pulling, stretching your skin out. You're destroying the crash dieting, you're destroying the fat, but here's a key one, lean muscle.
Because
a lot of people aren't paying attention to what they're taking in, and sometimes if you cut out the protein and you're not building muscle along with your nutrition plan, lean muscle actually helps burn the fat off. It helps redirect how you're metabolizing things and whatnot. Hey, what's up, HD? Giving HD a shout-out, who is in our chat room right now. I hope everything's going well, brother. And for anybody else, I'll take a quick break just to say, give us a call, 347-994-1216. Robert said, I just busted out on a rant, and hopefully you enjoy listening to us banter back and forth and some ranting, but we would love to hear any one of your rants. So give us a call or hop in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/YRGradio. And it's worth saying that, you know, Robert and I do this, and I do this just because we love to. I mean, YRG Radio's, or DDP Yoga Radio, I'm actually getting confused with the terminology now, but the show that we do is DDP Radio, right?
Absolutely.
And we love it. And
yeah,
we do
this is the only time this is the only time of the week anybody listens to me. So,
it's a fantastic thing for us to be able to get up here to talk to you about our experiences and whatnot. And we're sponsored by, we love to do it. We're sponsored by DDP and DDP Yoga because he believes in this and we believe in it. And you guys should check it out. If you're just listening for the first time or you've just heard us, you need to get yourself to teamyrg.com, which is going to soon be teamddpyoga.com. Either place should get you there in a couple days. And if you want to check us out, we have profiles there. Check out Robert's profile. Check out Sparky's profile. Read through the forums. Read through the blogs. Check out the new member welcome that's up there. Check out the Challenge Center that's up there, and you'll start to see a lot of the good things that are shaking out and a lot of the success stories that we've had. If you want to follow the man, DDP, plenty of ways to do that. DDPBang.com. You can catch him on Twitter, RealDDP. You can catch him on Facebook. Just look up Diamond Dallas Page, and you can find his buddy page and look him up. But all kinds of cool stuff that you can do. Now, do you know if he's anywhere? Because you guys just got done with the AWE show?
Yeah, he's up somewhere. I mean, I know he was just at WWE headquarters yesterday, and he may be heading out to, what is today, 19th? Actually, he should be flying home tomorrow. And then he may be jumping on a plane to Germany and then possibly Atlanta after that.
Cool. I mean, you said Germany?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. That sounds like the Monster Vader territory, Mr. Doug Steffen. So.
Yeah, well, actually, he's going out there just to give Doug's ass a diamond cutter.
Pretty sweet. I have absolutely no question that he'll be able to do that. And, we'll get the stories afterwards about how Doug got an SNK on him, but we know that's not happening.
Yeah, well, that'll be Doug's version, not the truth.
So, but yeah,
give me a second. The guy I was talking about before, the extreme weight loss guy,
yes.
James Gearson. I found his name.
James Gearson?
Yeah. But he's look him up. He's very outspoken, and he doesn't care how much he gets sued. He wants to tell the truth about what his experience is.
And that's true. I mean, people should look him up. And actually, everybody, before you go to do something, people look up the different types of diets. You should look at what everybody else has done and look at the good and the bad from it. Because you really got to put a program together for yourself that works, and this crash shit, it's just not the way to go.
Just for the hell of it, just for fun, I'm going to see if I can book this guy for next week's show.
No shit.
Why not?
Sweet. That's good.
Because I think he's got a story to tell. Let's see if we can get in touch with him, and I'll see if I can book him for next week.
That'd be fantastic. I'm down with that. Yeah, I was... I remember when Dallas first contacted me about doing DDP Radio, I had this whole list of guests. I'm like, I'm going to get all these people. And, well, now everybody just gets me. But that's okay. That's cool. I mean, we can deal with that. But we've had, Mark Miro on here. We've had Glacier on here. We've had a couple other people. So it's really cool. And I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot from Dallas. So coming up soon with the re-release and the rebranding of DDP Yoga. So that's going to be pretty sweet.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I checked out the Twitter log from Dallas, and yeah, he's got some pictures of him and the new Raw GM post up there. That's pretty sweet stuff.
Yeah, John Laurinaitis. I guess if those pictures up there, I can tell you, yesterday Dallas introduced John to DDP Yoga, which I know he's familiar with YRG. I don't know if he's done the workout yet, but those two were working out yesterday.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. He goes around, and the thing I think is amazing, he introduces him to DDP Yoga. He's introduced all kinds of people. I mean, he's touched regular guys like me. He's got people like Stacy, Arthur, regular superstars. Jericho. He had Chris Jericho in doing it. And athletes. I mean, he's out doing these guys, MMA guys. And as a matter of fact, don't you have on ddpbang.com, there's a testimonial from one of the MMA guys.
Justin McCulley. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, the video testimonial is from Tito Ortiz.
And then the Justin McCauley one, that's the one where he was working out with Justin and RVD, right?
Absolutely. And Justin didn't really take it seriously, and he found out what DDP's brand of yoga was all about.
Yeah, and it's a lot of hard work, but satisfying work. When you get done with one of these workouts, and then you start to string them together. People talk about being 10 foot tall and bulletproof. You actually start to feel it and you believe it. Wait, is AC out there? On the line?
Yeah, let's find out because, is that you, Henry?
Yes, it is.
You know, they had this message on hold that says push 1 if you'd like to be get on the show or something like that. He's unaware. Okay, now I see that. Yeah, okay. Hi, Henry.
Hello there. Can you hear me?
Hey. I can hear you now.
Okay. So what's been going on? It's been quite a while. I just wanted to touch base with everyone. How's everything going with everyone?
It's going good.
Pretty good. I don't know if you heard the past couple of shows or whatnot, but I've had sort of catch you up. The past 2 months, I kind of got a little soft, so I'm trying to get back on it, and it's amazing. Like it was about 2 weeks ago where I had finally decided, okay, it's time to roll back around and start to get back in shape, at least get the eating in check. But it went to a point where it was amazing, where I knew all the stuff that I was putting in my body before, the junk, the potato chips, the burgers and stuff, the, you know, all the bread, the carbs and stuff. I'd gotten to a point where I was eating that almost at every meal. I had no vegetables and, you know, no fruits, you know, none of the simple carbs. And I wasn't eating in any kind of manner that would help support my metabolism. One of the biggest things I got from you one time is you said you should be eating in a reverse pyramid, where your largest meal is in the morning with your smallest meal at night. And if you don't follow that rule and you kind of get lazy and soft like I did, that reverses, and maybe you don't even have a morning meal, and I had a big one at night. It was amazing how I shot myself back in a matter of weeks after I cleaned myself up for a year. So
chime in here for a few minutes. Actually, one of the reasons I called in, I wanted to, it's been kind of a somber day here. I, of course, live in Buffalo. And one of the reasons I wanted to call in is today we're kind of mourning the death or passing of Kent Hall, who was part of the Buffalo Bills Super Bowl teams.
Mm-hmm.
So, all day it's been on the radio here, and this guy was larger than life. You know, it kind of hit me, too, because he died of liver failure leading to a GI bleed, which is basically kind of what happened to my dad, you know. And, you know, I think it was the other day that Mark Merrill had a saying about the fragility of life and this kind of thing. And it just kind of tied in. And, you know, just recently with Steve Jobs, Apple, pancreatic cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day we're hearing stories of men dying, and it seems like younger and younger ages. Many of which I've been on this show so many times talking about how we can easily prevent so many of these deaths of happening through exercise, you know, the YRG. We just talked about cleaning up your diet, supplements, getting the right labs done. So, you know, and I'm just like you, Spark, the past month I've had a serious sinus infection, a broken toe. So I've been sidelined, and same thing. You know, I put on 10 pounds. I wasn't watching what I was eating. Same exact thing, but just within the past week, started working out again, started cleaning up the diet. And that's what separates, you know, like the winners from the losers. You know, that's the ones that can get back into it and know what they need to do and do it. That's what's going to make you a successful person, you know, with the weight loss and goals in your life and everything else, you know. So,
yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, that's a big message, and Mark will mention it about how many times you can come back from things, and Dallas says the same thing. It's like, once you start to get into this lifestyle and you realize it, and you realize that there are people like you, like Robert, like Arthur, like Doug Steffen, like Stacy, that you can form relationships with, and you realize that there's people who make lifestyle change, and they make it a part of their life, they dedicate to it. It makes it easier to know that you can pick yourself back up. Because
right.
I don't know.
I mean, how many times does Mark talk about having the right friends? And, you know, and that's a reason I called in today, because it wasn't an easy day with, you know, the passing of someone 50 years old, 5 years older than me, you know. And, you know, I've been kind of lazy this past month. And sometimes you need that good support system. You need a friend to kick you in the butt and say, hey, you know, you know, and to hear you're going through the same thing where you haven't been good for a month and now you're back at it. And so, you know, it was the reason I called tonight, is, you know, just to get back in the saddle. And, you know, and it's the beauty of what I've learned from DDP and Mark Merrill and so many others, you know, get right back into it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I wish one of the things that I could have done tonight, and I don't know if my parents did or not. My parents live, if everybody knows, down the villages of Florida, and they're about, at any point, I think, 40 miles away from a spot where Mark Miro is. And I've been spamming my dad with email because where he's at tonight is about 30 minutes away from where they are. And I said, you got to go catch him talk. But I hope they did because, man, just thinking about it gets me pumped up. I love in the intro when he's like, Sparky, it's Mark, man. I almost every time I hear that clip that Robert put in there, I almost want to. It's almost like I feel like responding to him, even though I know it's a recording. It's almost like he's live there, getting me pumped and prepped and ready to go.
And like well, you said, the beauty of what he does every morning. Like I turn on my computer before I go to work, and there's his like little motivational saying of the day. And how can you start your day any more perfectly than here's your one of your good friends giving you something very positive to think about. Like there's no better way to start your day than. You know, it just really fuels you up for the whole day.
Absolutely. And that's just as important as I think as breakfast, for people is to you might go out with a full belly, but you got to go out in the right frame of mind, too. There's no reason to start your day off, thinking that life's terrible or life sucks or something bad's going to happen to me because you're just an open invite for trouble at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of sort of an article I read this week that's kind of, along Dallas's message of living life at 90% and Mark Muro's message of stay in pause. There's a professor, and not RHD, but there's another professor in a class in college giving a speech, and he gets up in front of his class, and he pulls out a jar, and, he has a couple of buckets of things on his desk, and he puts a bunch of rocks in the jar. And he holds it up to the class, and he says, is this jar full? And the class answers, oh, yeah, it's full. And he's like, hold on, give me 1 minute. He pulls up another bucket, and it's full of small pebbles. And he dumps it in, and all the little pebbles find themselves around the large rocks, and they fill all the crevices, and he holds it up to the class again. He says, is this jar full? And the class all answers unanimously, yes. And so he pulls out another jug, and it's full of sand. And the class starts to giggle and laugh a little bit, and he dumps the sand in. And the sand then completely fills the rest of the crevices and the rest of the spaces in the jar until it gets full to the top. And basically what he was trying to prove to people is that if you look at it, the biggest particles are the rocks that he put in. And if you think about those in your life, those should be the people that are important to you. That should be you living a life and not making a living. Should be your home, your family, those who you love, your friends. The littler pebbles are the things that you kind of have to keep it together. Maybe that's, maybe that's your job. Maybe that's taking care of some of the other friends, some of the acquaintances, taking care of your bills, your car, and other stuff. And then the rest, the little sand, are kind of the little annoyances that you could, focus on, but you don't really need to have in your life. And he said, a lot of people have this wrong, and he empties the jar and fills it with the sand. A lot of people have it filled with the sand, the little annoyances in life, the 10%. They fill the jar with the 10%, which is the sand. He goes, now can you fit any rocks in that? And they all said no. So I thought that was a pretty neat story and a pretty neat way to sort of how to, sort of reflect and approach and prioritize your life where, man, you need to go out every day and you need to find a big rocks in your life and make sure your jar is filled with those and not the 10%.
Absolutely.
Hey, it looks like we actually have Stacy. Are you there?
Can you believe I made it on tonight?
Unbelievable.
What's up?
Hi, guys. I'm calling you from Chattanooga. I'm on the road, and I'm really sorry I've missed the last several shows, but I wanted to just at least check in these last few minutes and say hi and see how everyone's doing.
Hey, it's great to have you here. At least now people are getting to hear other than, Robert and I bantering back and forth or hearing one of my rants, say, you know, we got HD and, uh-huh. And you hear back. So good to have you guys.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're on a good topic, getting the rocks out of your life.
Or actually keeping the rocks in your life. They're
the
oh,
I thought you meant getting the rocks, like getting the stuff that's weighing you down out. Okay. I came in at the very end, so I didn't miss
no,
the point.
But still kind of right, because my rocks were actually the sand. The rocks are like the big, to me, the rocks, and in the analogy, the rocks are the big things in your life, and you want to make sure that you're able to fit them into your life, but the little annoyances, like the little pebbles of sand or something that you could pay attention to, like the 10%, basically, get rid of those.
Ah, yes.
But also,
I
like the
totally
weight together
agree.
Can be heavy weights.
Yep, I totally agree.
So, what, how's life been treating you on the road?
It's always an adventure. And it's always a challenge because I eat out a lot. Well, I eat out, you know, all the time when I'm on the road. So, I'm doing okay, but I think it's an inevitable just because of restaurant food. My body's starting to feel different. I can't exercise as much, but I know it's a temporary thing, and I'm just going to get back on track when I'm home. But it's a challenge, but it's a good challenge. I'm not complaining. I love being on the road.
So what are you doing out there in Tennessee, Stacey?
Well, you know, one of the things I do is I'm a travel writer. So I'm basically on a research trip, you know, checking out all the sites and seeing what's interesting to write about. Last week I was in Nashville, and this week I'm in Chattanooga. But the great part about Chattanooga is it's a very outdoor town. So I went biking today. Tomorrow I'm going to hike up a mountain. I think I'm going to do hand gliding if I don't lose my nerve.
And just so we're clear, you're getting paid for that.
Nobody's paying me to do it, but let's just say I get a pretty good, as a travel writer, I get some discounted rate on a lot of the stuff I'm doing.
That's still very cool.
And this is all stuff that I used to do it at my former size, but it was so much more difficult, you know, as you could imagine. Airline travel was really, really tough. And I would always sign up for activities that centered around shopping or eating. And now, you know, I'm biking, I'm hiking, I'm hand gliding. Would have been completely unthinkable 3 years ago.
I think I would completely shit myself if I did some hand gliding. That's amazing.
I know. I can't say that I'm looking forward to it, but I think I might do it, you know. Who knows?
It added not only a new dimension to your life, but your writing as well, I can imagine.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's changed everything. It's changed the focus completely. Oh, by the way, there's a fantastic coffee house in Chattanooga called Rembrandt's, and they have the general manager is celiac, so he saw to it personally that they have about half a dozen gluten-free desserts that are out of the world. Oh, my
That's
God.
Cool.
So I've been totally enjoying myself. Oh, now how about you guys? How's life for Sparky and Robert these days?
You go ahead, Sparky.
It's actually pretty good. Actually, when you came in and said the challenges on the road, we just got done talking with HD a little bit about how even for HD and myself the past month have been. And, you know, from the last time we talked, actually the past 2 months for me were kind of a little hiccup on the journey. And it's kind of nice to be in recovery a little bit from that. But other than that, things are going pretty good, you know. It's crazy. I know from now until January is going to be absolutely crazy and a blur to me because we are going to be blessed. My brother-in-law is going to have a kid here pretty soon and within the next month. And, you know, I'm going to have a third boy, actually. My wife Jenny, we're going to have our third child here at the beginning of December, so things are starting to move.
Oh, your life is going to really accelerate. I can feel it.
Oh, yeah, time goes by quickly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Three rugrats, if I don't get the weight off myself, they're going to get it off for me.
Yeah, really. Well, congratulations. That's very exciting.
Thank you.
And how about you, Robert? I know you're busy with Dallas's new stuff, his DDP Yoga and the new website.
Yeah, I've almost finished the rebrand of Team YRG today. That is now DDP Yoga, Team DDP Yoga. And I've been working hard on getting the website for DDP Yoga up and where it needs to be. We should be, the rate that I'm going, we should be hitting this launch just about perfectly.
Great.
So the DVD should have hit the duplicator today, so we should be good.
Well, awesome.
Just what I've seen so far with the before and after montages, it's going to be a really powerful campaign.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I had forgotten about that. Sparky, I did some before and after graphics for the website, and when I had finished Stacy's, because you know I asked everybody to give me their best after picture, and Stacy being Stacy sent me 12. So I picked a couple of what I thought that were the best ones were, and I sent her the final graphic, and she had me add to her last name. I guess you sent out to a bunch of people.
Yeah, my sister did. My sister is my biggest fan, and she sent it to 42 of her closest friends. And can I swear on the air?
Absolutely.
So one of the people wrote back to her, and his response was, in huge capital letters, "Holy shit, where do I sign up for this?"
Big, super large, red capital letters.
Yeah.
That's awesome, and it's like, People need to see that, and they need to do that, because we've been talking all night. We actually talk every show about how it's a lifestyle change, and you know, people see that, and you've done this, you've lived this life, and you've kept the nutrition plan up, you've kept the lifestyle up, you've kept the weight off, and it's something to be very proud of.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that I thought of when you emailed me, Stacy, is that. You had said that you don't really get it until you see those pictures next to each other. And that's another reason why it's so important to take those before and after pictures, because you don't really see it.
No, it's so powerful when you see them side by side. And, it is important to see where I have come from and what I used to be and where I am now. And it's also important because I don't want to lose that, I mean, I know I'm going to actually, I've probably gained a little weight on this trip, my clothes are a little tighter, but I'm going to be active when I can, and it's not like I'm spiraling down or anything, but I mean, I'm just eating differently, but it's not that old feeling like back when I used to diet and be black and white. I just know that when I get back home and back to my routine, things will balance out, and that whatever's going on now is sort of a blip, and it's, by no means, I don't look at it as disastrous. Life is all about kind of rolling with the punches and adapting to different changes, and, I'm adapting to the difference on the road. I just love my life the way it is. I don't want to lose it.
Yeah,
what was that, Robert?
Moving forward.
I said there's a big difference between a trip and falling off a cliff. I mean, you've...
Yeah.
I don't have any doubt that you're going to be fine, because I think you've come way too long, way too far, and have kept the weight off for way too long to ever go back.
Yeah, I just love my life the way it is, I want to keep it.
Absolutely. I think anybody who steps into DDP Yoga and to Team DDP Yoga and meets anybody there, has to feel the same. If you don't, you're not getting it. Submerge yourself in it, because you will.
It's true.
So what else we have going on? We got anybody else on the line?
Not yet. Henry jumped off. I think he may be back, but it's just the three of us.
Well, I hear an echo. Does anyone else hear an echo?
I'm picking it up slightly.
It could be my phone. But again, I just want to thank you guys for hanging in while I've been on the road. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem at all. We know that you're here when you can be, so, you know. I know DDP Radio pays a lot of money, but, you know, you've got other stuff to do.
I can't wait to see the new tapes, all the hardcore stuff that he's doing.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of that a couple of days ago, probably about 5 or 10 minutes of it. And it looked, I want to try it. It'll probably destroy me, but I want to try it anyway.
It's always good to raise the bar like that and hit something new. I think what's cool is we should all make a point to try, and anybody listening should make a point to try to come right back here, even though there's a couple weeks in between when we'll be doing the show, November 16th, because the target date is the 15th, right, for the re-release and the rebrand. So there's going to be a shitload of things to talk about on the 16th.
Absolutely. Yeah. I may be in a coma because of the workload, but Dallas should be here.
That's okay. We'll prop you up. You can mumble a few things. We'll get it.
Hey, so it wouldn't be any different than the other show. Great.
Yeah.
Hey, between the Skype mumbling and the Sparky rants, I know we keep people fully engaged.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every week we have this quota. And we hit our quota of completely exiling at least two members, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. And somebody better be calling their mama right now.
Yeah, really?
I'm not sure why, but yes.
Oh, boy. So I'm going to tap out, I think. I think I'm good. You guys got anything else?
No. That's it for me.
I do have to say, I think we've got the coolest end of the show because, a lot of people who have, I don't know, do we actually, Robert, would you consider yourself the producer of the show?
In the
loosest actually have a producer?
Yeah. I mean, and like I said, the loosest possible definition, yes.
Yeah, because I would assume at some point, on a normal radio show, they'd probably have somebody tapping in the air, like running it out, doing the show close, so it's completely seamless. But we're all in different areas, and again, this ain't your mama's radio show, but I love that we're all like, so you good? Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, we're basically like a hot air balloon. When the air is gone, we sign off.
Yeah, I think it works perfect.
And we've got 2 hours. We can use 5 minutes or 120. It's all up to us. So I think it's cool.
Yeah,
I think it's and we're still getting rave reviews. So it's thank you to all the people who are sending. I know Stacey, you get a few emails. Robert, I've gotten a couple through Team YRGs and people. The show has a pretty decent following, and hopefully still people who download it afterwards who can't make it here. And we've got some pretty good diehards who come in. And Katie, I know Sarah's here a lot. Jay and HD, thanks for stopping in tonight. I think it's pretty cool. Keeps me going for sure.
Absolutely. And people should keep coming back because we guarantee at least 5 minutes of quality programming every hour.
Oh,
absolutely, and if you want to hear extreme idiocy and somebody who has a less control of the English language and worse typing skills than you have, just to prop yourself up for a little bit, come on in, because you know I'm going to match that.
All right. That noise you heard was that balloon emptying.
Yeah, it just went right there. I just sucked everything else out.
Oh, too funny. All right, guys, it was great connecting with you again.
Yeah, thanks for catching up with us, Stacy.
I'll be back home next week.
Awesome.
Oh, super.
Yeah. Okay. Have a great week, you guys.
You too.
Okay, you too.
And everybody listening.
All the two of them that are still here. So.
Well, you never know with the archives. You never know with the archives. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Take care, you guys.
Then. You too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
And you get this signed up.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and at that, guys, thanks to everybody who's here for Robert and Stacy. This is Sparky once again telling you not to let the 10% kick you in the ass. Show it who's boss, and that's you. Live life at 90%. Have a good night, guys.